Sustainable Home Catalyst, Episode 6, 7 Simple and Cheap Ways to Save Water Around Your Home. Welcome to Sustainable Home Catalyst. I'm your host, Ben Hildebrandt, and I am here to help you learn how you can make your home more sustainable for you, your finances, and the environment. My goal is to help improve the quality and sustainability of existing homes in North America. This is Episode 6. And in today's episode, we will be discussing some easy ways to save water around your home. I've prepared a PDF which summarizes the items we will discuss in this episode. This PDF and the show notes can be found at shcatalyst.com/006. I remember lining up at the drinking fountain in elementary school, waiting my turn. We used to give each other a hard time for taking too long and drinking too much, and we used to say, hey, save some for the whales. Now, in most areas of the world, the amount of water we drink is not very directly linked to the health of whales in the ocean. It is, however, linked to the availability of fresh water in the areas we live in, some of which can experience droughts occasionally or even regularly. In most parts of North America, we also pay for the water we use. While it is not often that expensive, it is often linked to the amount we pay for sewage treatment, thus using less water in and around our home will often reduce the amount of our water and sewage bills. So what can we do to save water around our home? The good news is that the vast majority of things that we can do to save water around our homes are a few hundred dollars or less. They're relatively inexpensive. Unless you are replacing fixtures and have very expensive tastes, then it could get quite pricey. You can even save some water by simply changing a couple of your daily habits. I'm going to start off in this episode by listing a few habits you can change and then move on to maintenance and other things that you can do to save water around your home. So the first thing that we can do as a habit to save water is to turn off the water while we're brushing our teeth. Now, this is a habit that has been advocated for decades. Just wet your toothbrush and turn off the water till you're done brushing your teeth. And then you turn them back on to rinse out your mouth. Simple as that. I've seen lots of commercials over the year kind of advocating turning off the tap while you're brushing your teeth. Something simple that most of us already do, but is still worth noting here. The second habit that we can do is to turn off the water while we are washing our hands. I haven't heard this one advocated for much, but it is something that I've been doing for several years myself. I simply wet my hands, turn the water off, and then I turn the water back on to rinse them off after I have them all soaped up and scrubbed. Now, this does result in getting a bit of soap on the tap handles, which, in my opinion, slightly counteracts any germs that may get on the handles when you turn on the tap in the first place with your dirty hands. So the third and final habit I'm going to talk about here is having military showers. Now, a military shower is when you get wet in the shower and then you turn off the water while you soap up. And then you just turn the water back on once you've finished washing and soaping up, just to rinse off. Now, depending on the shower faucet you have, though, it may be a bit of a hassle to get the water back to that perfect preferred temperature that you have. I know I like my showers basically as hot as I can stand. And most shower knobs out there, you just turn the knob to go from cold to hot to the right spot. And sometimes it's a bit of a pain setting it just right. So I've never been a fan of turning off the shower and then turning on the shower. So anyways, those are the three habits that you can do to save water around your home without having to spend any more money, just simply changing some habits. The next thing to look at in saving water around your home is to ensure your fixtures are properly maintained. You need to fix or replace any leaky taps or leaky toilets. Sometimes a repair to stop a leak can be very simple and cheap to complete. Even if a leak appears pretty small, the amount of water wasted can become a significant amount over the course of an entire year. When it comes to fixing taps or toilets and stuff, there's a lot of different ways it can be done depending on the brand and type of fixture you have. But YouTube is a great resource for this. There's a lot of do-it-yourself repair channels on YouTube where guys are showing how to repair leaks. And there's a lot of really easy things you can do, particularly with toilets, to figure out how it's leaking and what needs to be replaced. And all those basic parts are available at any Lowe's or Home Depot that might be near you. So maintain your fixtures. Another easy thing that you can do that doesn't require too much skill. Finally, you can use more efficient fixtures in your home. You can install a more efficient toilet that uses 6 liters or less per flush. If you have a toilet dating back to the 90s or earlier, it could use upwards of 13 liters per flush. And I didn't write down the gallons, so I'm not going to try and do the conversion off the top of my head. But toilets nowadays, standard toilet uses 6 liters per flush. You can even get toilets that use less than that, 4 liters. Or you can get dual flush toilets, which allow you to use as little as 1 liter for a smaller flush and up to 6 liters. And in that range there, depending on the specific model. So you only use a little water when you need it, or you get the full flush when you've got a bit more to send down the drain. Next item you can do is to use a low flow shower head. And now this will reduce your overall water use in the shower, both hot and cold water. But it's good in this instance to research different shower heads. And if possible, meaning if you know someone that has a low flow shower head and it isn't too awkward, try out different low flow shower heads before you buy one. We learned from personal experience that using some low flow shower heads may result in it taking a lot longer for you to complete your shower, which is pretty logical because you have less water spraying on you. So it takes a bit longer to take care of everything you need to do in the shower. Third item we can do when it comes to fixtures around our home is to get a shower head with a trickle button. Now, once you adequately get wet, you'd push this button on the shower head, which reduces the flow to just a bit more than a trickle while you soap up. Then you release the button and have full flow right away. You don't even have to set the temperature again, as would happen, as I discussed earlier, when you turn off the water for a military shower. So this is getting pretty close to a military shower without having to reset the temperature. This is one thing I've been doing for about 6 years now, and I really like my shower head with a trickle button. The fourth item that we can do is we can get a shower faucet that allows us to set the flow, the water flow, and the temperature of the water separately. Most shower faucets currently installed in homes only allow you to adjust the mix of hot and cold water to get your desired temperature. Now, at that same time as you're adjusting the mix, you're adjusting the flow too. So there's not really an option to set how much water's flowing at a given time. Now, this results in when you're right in that middle of that warm range, you have the hot and cold water being on full flow. Now, I don't have extensive personal experience with any of these products. I have used a couple in the past, but in the show notes, there are a couple links to some of these shower faucets that are available to allow you to set the water flow and temperature separately. So this is a bit of a shorter episode, but a lot of basic things that we can do to save water around our homes. And when it comes to reducing water use, the best place to start is to look at the habits we can change. And then make sure all our plumbing fixtures in our home are in good repair. Now, if you have a bit of a fix-it mindset or are willing to tackle a few things, go on YouTube, do a bit of research on Google. You can figure out how to repair those fixtures around your house. And if not, get a plumber in to take a look at those things. A little bit of money, but it's worth it. Now, once you've covered those bases, you can look at installing more efficient faucets, toilets, or shower heads. So there's a lot you can do, including replacing some basic fixtures without having to spend too much money. If you have any items that I have not discussed, leave a comment below the show notes. The show notes and the download for this episode can be found at shcatalyst.com/006. If you have found this episode valuable, and if you know someone who you think would also benefit from it, please share it with them. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, go do something to make your home a little more sustainable. The information provided in this podcast is meant to inform you of the many ways that you can make your home more sustainable. The information and opinions presented are solely those of myself and my guests and are based on our own experience and research. Before undertaking any major projects or any project outside of your own area of knowledge and comfort, you should consult a professional in your area that is familiar with local building codes, regulations, and construction practices.